Okay, everybody, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast. And just want to welcome, if you're listening, you can find us on the internet. You can go to dailybedtimestoriespodcast.com and you can find all of our stories there. Now, last night, if you guys remember, which I'm sure you do because you were there, our cousins came yesterday. So the boys, that's Billy, Sawyer, and Riley, they got together with their cousins, Cora and Peter. And they had an adventure yesterday. And today, they're going to have another little adventure. Yesterday, they went camping. And they got up, and they went inside, and their moms made them a great big breakfast. You know what they had for breakfast? It was hash browns, and there was an egg in the middle of the hash browns that cooked in it, and it made it look like kind of an angel. The hash browns were like the wings on each side, and the egg was in the middle, and it held it together. And the kids, they didn't know what they were called, but they were good. Each of them ate two of them. And then they got together and they went down into the downstairs basement, and they got together and they said, okay, let's come up with a plan for today. And they came up with a plan, and their plan was to build a tree fort. And to build a tree fort, they had to do two things.
What?
They had to do three things. Sorry.
What?
Well, one, they had to find some wood. Two, they had to find a really good tree to put their fort in. And then they had to get the tools. Okay? So the first thing they did is they went to get some wood. So they decided, they lived where there was a whole bunch of trees. So they decided that they were going to cut down some wood. So they went and they cut down tree leaves. They cut down branches off trees all over the place. Now, luckily, they understood that they only cut the dead branches off, and they didn't cut really good branches off, so they didn't kill trees. Well, anyways, their mom and dad weren't super happy when they found out what they had done, but they went and they found lots and lots of tree branches, and they went and they made a big old pile in the yard of all of these tree branches, and they were really proud of themselves. And then they said, okay, now we got to go find the perfect tree. So they live near a tree strip. You know what a tree strip is?
No.
It's a whole big strip of trees. It's kind of like a forest in your backyard. And they go in there, and basically, a tree strip helps when the wind blows. It blocks the wind. So they went in their tree strip, and they started walking, and they found a couple trees that would be really good. Basically, what you need for a house, for a perfect tree, for a tree fort, is you need a tree that's a good climbing tree. And so they went and they found this tree that was perfect. They could climb up it, and it wasn't very high. And they figured out how they could lay the big branches across the bottom and make a really nice floor. And if they had some nails and some screws, they could build walls and a roof. So they went home to find some hammers and some nails and to bring all of their tree branches over to this tree. And when they went home, their mom said, hey, it's time for lunch. So they went in for lunch. And after they got done eating lunch, they went back out and they went and they hauled all of their tree branches over to the perfect tree, and they started to build. And then little Billy, all of a sudden, he screamed, ah! And everybody looked over and said, what? And he said, something got me. And he started hitting himself on the back of the head. And he was running around like he was crazy. And then all of a sudden, little Riley, he started screaming, ah, and he started patting his legs and going like this. And he was running around, and Sawyer and Cora and Peter, they're standing there looking like, what in the world's happening? Then all of a sudden, Cora, she starts screaming. And she's like, it's getting me now, too. It's getting me. And she starts patting herself and running around. So you have all these kids running around. And then you have Sawyer and Peter. And they're like, what in the world is going on? And then all of a sudden, Sawyer and Peter, right at the same time, they start screaming, going, ah! And they all ran, and they ran around, and they went into the yard, and they turned the sprinkler on, and they just sat underneath the sprinkler. All of them, they just sat there. And they're like, what in the world happened? And they said, well, I think what happened was, is the perfect tree that we found was the perfect tree for a tree house. But it was also the perfect tree for a beehive. And we were building our fort in the same tree that a bunch of bees had their house in too. So what should we do? So they went inside. The water made their bee stings feel a lot better, by the way. And they went inside and they were soaked. And they got dry clothes on, and their moms put medicine on their bee stings. And then they went back out to the perfect beehive, to the perfect tree, and they carefully looked around, and then they saw it. They saw the beehive. So they tried to avoid the beehive, and they went and they grabbed all of their branches and all of their tools, and they decided that they would leave the beehive alone and that they would move it and go build their fort in another tree. And they were walking along and they found another tree that was perfect for a treehouse. And they all worked together and they built a treehouse, and they got it done before supper. They built a floor, and then they built the walls, and then they built a roof, and they got it all together, and they even got some tar and they put it in the crack so it made it kind of waterproof. And then they had some leftover shingles that their dad had in the garage, and they put it on the roof so the water wouldn't leak in. And they were looked at it and they were really proud of themselves. And they decided, you know what? I wonder if Mom and Dad will let us sleep in here tonight. Kind of scary to sleep out in the trees, but this is our treehouse. This is our fort. We're gonna do it. And they decided that they were gonna sleep out in the treehouse that night. The end. Okay?
But are they gonna ask the Mom and Dad?
Yeah, they're gonna ask the Mom and Dad if they can sleep in the treehouse.
Do part 2.
Well, maybe part 2 will be tomorrow, and they'll know. We'll see if they sleep in the treehouse and see how it goes, huh? All right, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for the good day that these kids had playing together today. And we pray that you would give them all a good night's sleep tonight. Help them to grow up to love you with all of their hearts, that you would use them in great and mighty ways. We just pray that you would be with Cortland and Weston and help them to have a safe trip when they go home in a couple days. And we pray that we would have a really fun day playing tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.
I need a drink.
Okay, go get a drink.